This is A Look at Legacy, the impact of Minnesota's Clean Water, Land, and Legacy Amendment.
For more than a decade, the center of architectural attention in Litchfield, Minnesota, has been a two-story brick structure built in 1900 in Renaissance Revival style, the Litchfield Opera House.
Litchfield has an opera house?
Darlene Kotelnicki heard that question all the time when she joined a committee aiming to restore the opera house.
Back in the 1900s, a lot of times cities built opera houses, not necessarily for opera, but for the traveling Chautauquas.
In the 30s, the building became a community center and later turned into City Hall. By 2002, a wrecking ball was waiting, but Kotelnicki's committee persuaded the city council to sell the opera house to a newly formed nonprofit.
There was at best skepticism in the city. What are those people going to do with that old building?
After taking a few years to get organized, the Greater Litchfield Opera House Association won legacy amendment funding for interior and exterior restoration work. Even as the work was beginning, the Litchfield Area Men's Chorus and others started giving informal performances. Now, Kotelnicki says, the Litchfield Opera House is better equipped to stage plays, concerts, and readings. And people who were once naysayers are turning into Opera House patrons.
A Look at Legacy is a production of AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at ampers.org.